On today's Tech Help for Churches, getting people to read your email newsletter. Welcome to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using the web, internet, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So if you want to just head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, you'll find all my contact information there. You can also, if you're watching the video, which I recommend that you do because this is a little video heavy this week, then leave a comment below the video, either on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com. So let's head on over to my computer and we can talk all about some strategies to get more people to read the email newsletter. Okay, so here we are again in my in the back end of MailChimp, and I'm right now looking at segments, and here's what I want you to do is you can create a segment based on how people behave. So I'm going to click on create segment. We'll let this load here. Okay. So this is the default. Date added is after, blah, blah, blah. That's not helpful. What we want to do is we want to go for campaign activity. Now, campaign activity, what you want to do is you've got some options. Let's just look at those. So we've got opened, clicked, was sent, did not open, did not click, was not sent. So, for example, in this particular one right here, so this is an email that I sent out last week, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, right now what this would do is it would create a group of people that opened this particular one. That's not what I'm trying to do, though. What I'm trying to do is find everyone that did not open it. And again, this changes, so I'm going to go back to the one that I actually want. So basically, what I'm saying is, these are all the people that did not open my last email. So I can send it to them again. Now I can change up the headline. I can do a few different things. I could just forward it on to them again, assuming that it got caught in their spam filter, or they got confused, or they just deleted it by accident, any of those things. I can do that, and that's going to get more people to read it. Some people just were too busy, or something happened, and when they get it a second time, they'll go, oh great, here it is, and they'll read it. Now, of course, I don't want you to do this the same day, but let's say that you have a monthly newsletter. Sending it out the next week with maybe a different headline, something like that, that might actually be what you need to have done. So I just want to direct you to this as one of the tricks you can do. Now, there's something else. In MailChimp, you don't have as much control because you only have clicked and did not click. So if you were, let's say you were talking about volunteering for an opportunity in this last email here, and you didn't have anyone actually put their name in, but they clicked on the link to read more about the opportunity. Well, that tells you that they're at least somewhat interested in the opportunity. It means that it's the case that they're not totally disinterested, so maybe they just need more information. So you could send that to them. You know, if it's, hey, we're looking for people to help out at the homeless shelter next Thursday, and no one actually signs up, but that's the only link in that particular newsletter, and they clicked on it, chances are they're at least somewhat interested. So without being annoying, without going back and sending the same message over and over again to people that are in no way interested, you could say, oh, well, these people were at least somewhat interested. So you could send them something and basically say, hey, I know life gets in the way. Sometimes you're kind of busy. And why don't you head over here and sign up to be a part of this? And that would tell you, hey, these are people that are somewhat interested, and it'll give them a chance to sign up a second time. Sometimes people mean to go back, but they just don't get around to it, or maybe they've got so many emails that it gets buried in the other emails. Stuff like that happens all the time. So every time you change it up a little bit, you can send back similar content and don't feel like you're bugging people, especially when you're segmenting them out like this. So I think that that's really a great strategy for getting more and more people to click on your email, campaigns, interact with them, etc. Well, I hope that helped you. If you found this content interesting, why not sign up for my newsletter? Just head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can get a free gift from me and a free subscription to my newsletter. And I'd love you to do just that, because I'm trying to help you go out and change eternity. By the way, just a special announcement. If you're at all interested in ProPresenter, I am running a mini course on it. So, by all means, sign up for the newsletter and I'll give you more information on that. Just wanted to mention that as an aside. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.